holding in Tfilis Ma'ariv of Shabbos, we learned last 2 weeks ago, V'tar Lebeinu La'ov Decha Be'emes, what it means, V'tar Lebeinu La'ov Decha Be'emes, Din in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Be'emes, we spoke of Kama Pshatim about it. Let's go to the next piece of davening, V'anchileinu Hashem Elekeinu, Ba'aba Uberotzein Shabbos Kodshecha. V'anchileinu Hashem Elekeinu. The Eibush should be manchalos with ahava and rotzein Shabbos kodshecha. Akfila, we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, he should be manchalos the Shabbos. Let us look at the nusach of Kiddush Leil Shabbos. And while looking at the nusach of Kiddush Leil Shabbos, we should ask a very simple question. When we say Kiddush Leil Shabbos, we say, Shabbos kodshoi ba'ava v'rotzein hin chilonu. The Eibush was manchalos the Shabbos ba'ava v'rotzein. And then we end again the Shabbos called Shchab Ava Verotzen in Chaltanu, like we ask over here. There it says the Shabbos Ava. Here we ask Van Chileinu Hashem Elikenu. Mechira the Eibush was Manchalos the Shabbos. It says Befeidish the Rebbeinu Shlom was Manchalos the Shabbos. The Shabbos called Shoy Ba'ava Verotzen in Chilonu. And then again the Shabbos called Shchab. We have to know when we'll get to Kiddush why it says two times. Good, that's a Gzundere Kasha, but it says Befeidish that the Rebbeinu Shlom was Manchalos the Shabbos. So what's this new bakasha that we ask here? The Ribbono Shel Olam, v'anchileinu Hashem Elokeinu ba'ava v'ratzein. If we said already the Ribbono Shel Olam was manchalos the Shabbos, this question asks the Sfasemes in Parshas Kedoshim. On this tefillah, the Sfasemes asks this question that lechera there's no mokim to ask v'anchileinu if we said already the Eibishter gave us the Shabbos, and he says the etzem in poshut with the simple teretz on it is that we have to realize that Shabbos has no shir and no end to where Kedushas HaShabbos is. He says in Parashas, Kisisa, Ach es Shabbosoi Sai Tishmeru. What does it mean, Shabbosoi Sai Tishmeru? Why does it say Loshen Rabbim? Ach es Shabbos Tishmeru. All over in the Torah Kedushas Shabbos is always Loshen Yochid. Why does it say Shabbosoi Sai Tishmeru? The Sasem says in that place, in Parashas Beshalach, in Parashas Kisisa, then in Shabbos there's a lot of Madregis. Shabbosai Sai. There are a lot of Shabbos in every Shabbos. There's Madregis in Shabbos. There's a Poshet to Shabbos. There's a Hecher to Shabbos. We see, as the Semit says so, there's a vote from Briskerov that says so. We see in the Torah Akdosh repeated many times Shabbos. Parashas Beshalach, Parashas Moro, Parashas Beshalach Baramon. We see again by Matan Torah. We see after Matan Torah, we see Parashas Bayakel. There's Dargis in Shabbos. There's all kind of Madregis in Kedushas HaShabbos. A very simple raya, there's all kind of Madregis in Kedushas HaShabbos. A person, Shabbos, could be Masik Neurodiki Kedushas. It's like Omen Ki Yisupa to where a person could reach on Shabbos. We said over Sunday that the Sasama says in Parashas Kisisa that Torah, a person learns Shabbos, he doesn't forget. Person learns Torah Shabbos, he doesn't forget. Just like my Martin Torah was the maiden of Leah Sheikhan, so too Torah on Shabbos, a person doesn't forget. We didn't say over Sunday, but we could say it over now. That I heard from the Rebbe the Leif Simcha that there is a raya from the Zmiris that a person said Friday night, a raya to the Sasemis, Zichru Torah Moshe. How could you remember Torah Moshe? The mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. If you learn Torah on Shabbos, you'll remember the Torah. That's what this Leif Simcha touched with this Sasemis. Zichru Torah Moshe, the mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. We know very well that we learned Torah Shabbos and we forget. We forget what we learned Shabbos. We don't remember what we learned on Shabbos. Why Taka? Because we're not on that Dag of Shabbos. It depends which Madreig of Shabbos. There's Shabbosai Sai. There's all different kinds of Shabbos. Or maybe the Sasemis says in a different place, a different Taich. There's a Shabbos and there's my Shabbos. Ach Shabbosai Sai Tishmeru. Hit the remaining Shabbos. There's different Madreigis. There's your Shabbos. There's Madreigis. There are higher Madreigis in Shabbos. So when we ask, V'anchileinu Hashem Elokeinu, there's more than what the Eibishter gave us. There's more. We always ask V'anchileinu. That's the simple way that the Sasemis explains it. But then the Sasemis says in Parashas Kedoshim that he has a different taich in V'anchileinu. A taich that V'anchileinu is from the lotion of Nachla. Chazal tell us Nachla is something that doesn't have a hefzik. Nachla is something that's continuous, like a Nachal that runs. So too, a nachla is something that's continuous, it goes from generation to generation. It has no hefzik. So when we ask, V'anchileinu Hashem Elokeinu ba'ava v'rotzein Shabbos kodshecha, we are asking that the Ashpa of Shabbos should last all week. Should last all week. That's what we're asking. Van Chileinu Hashem Elokeinu. And the Samith adds in Pashas Kedoshim Adavar Nifla. V'yunuchu Bo Yisrael. What does it mean, V'yunuchu Bo Yisrael? Not in Shabbos. It means in the weekdays we should find menucha through that Shabbos. In the Shabbos, of course, there's menucha. Now we should find in the Yemei Amaisa, in the Yemei Mulchama, there we should find menucha. Chiddush dike nifle dike taich. It's a mori dike bakosha from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that a person should be able to take with Shabbos and should be able to take with Shabbos van chileinu Hashem elekeinu should be a nachla to take with the Shabbos, to take with in the weekdays the Shabbos, and through that we'll be able to be zeicha that we yinucha ba Yisrael, we'll be able to have menucha even in the weekdays. That's one nekuda. Maybe we could explain it a little bit more than that. Besides that explaining that shibli blib eroshim from the Shabbos. Really, Shabbos doesn't stay in the weekdays. We find by Yankev Avinu, Vayetze Yaakov, Mebe'eshova, Rashi says, Yitzias Tzadik min amokim, Oysa eroshim. In Erged Al-Yo, in Chelek HaMayadim, there's a hespit on Mor, Nagoy, Nagod, L'Rabban, Zayche Tzadik, L'Verocho, on Erdik, a hespit printed in the back. In that hespit, he brings a pshat, Yitzias Tzadik min amokim, Oysa eroshim, based on a sasemes, based on Sifrei Kabbalah. That when the whole Eir is here on this world, it's sometimes too hard to find a place. You can become bottle from Reva Eir, you have no Achize. Person is very simple. Person is in a place with a very big light. So sometimes you get blinded by the big light. It's too light. You go away further from it, you're able to be Mekabel from it. Shem Shem Pinkis, we say over this marshal many times, Shem Shem Pinkis says, there are people that Taina, that a Mechitza is a degradation for people. It's not nice, mechitza, you make a mechitza. The Kabshim Shempink is faket, only because it's a mechitza, could the Isha come into Bismedish. It's faket, it's the toiva for the Isha, the mechitza. It gives them the ability to be able to be in Bismedish. Not the mechitza is a separation, the mechitza gives them the ability. Everything in this world, sometimes you need a mechitza to be able to be accepted. If there's no mechitza, the light is too big. It says tzaddik min amokam eserishim. It says in Erged Al Yoh, based on a sasemis, that when the tzaddik is here, the Eir is very big. And you can be nana from it sometimes. It says tzaddik min amokam eserishim. It leaves over eserishim. Not we're not talking about the eserishim that we posh at the pshat. It leaves a eserishim of the kedusha, and on that eserishim you're able to build. You build from that eserishim. The more the kibir there on the koyach that after sometimes the Eir is as a grace. And Fakert, he says the Advarim that when the sky, you look at the liquid, from where after Avarim was Nifta, the building of the Kedusha grew much more. Why? Because that's the Oyser Roshim. Daika on that Rishima was built a Moria the Kabinion. Why? Because every Dovership of Kedusha is like that. The whole world was built like that. The Abish the Kaviyachal was Mesalik the Kedusha. And then was able to be a Bria. If not, the Eir HaKedusha would be too big, the Bria wouldn't be able to be. Just because of Tzimtzum, there's Shayach HaBria. So everything in this world comes from a Roshim that's left over. So Shabbos sometimes is hard for a person to accept the Kedusha from Shabbos. Daika the Roshim, it says, Hasemes and Vayetze, that in the weekdays we can accept the Roshim of Shabbos, and there we find our mokam of Shabbos, and that's the bakasha. Van chileinu Hashem elekeinu ba'aveh v'rotzen Shabbos kotshecha, that should stay over for the weekdays, and in the weekdays we will be able to have a dveikus in Shabbos. Why? Because there'll be only the roshim of Shabbos, and that roshim sometimes is more closer to us that we can have an achiz on it, and that we can build on it. That's one pshat in van chileinu Hashem elekeinu, that it goes to taking the kedusha of Shabbos into the koyach of the weekdays. But let us a little bit take, first of all, Dvarim Pshutim, and see a little bit Dvarim that take remez, but we have to realize what the greatness of Shabbos is. Shabbos is van chileinu Hashem alekeinu ba'ava v'rotzim. We talk many times in Tfilah. Over here we say ba'ava v'rotzim. We showed that we say by kiddush ba'ava u'b'rotzim. What does it mean that the Eibishter was manchalos the Shabbos of van chileinu Hashem alekeinu, the Shabbos be'ahava and b'rotzim? What means ba'ava and b'rotzim? Of course, there's very tiefer pshatim in it. So we can only take things that are negeya to our aveda. It means In other words, in Pasha Tetaych, that the Eibishter was Manchalos Shabbos, the Koyach of Ahava and the Koyach of Eratzin. A person on Shabbos is Zoicha to Ritzinus that he doesn't have a whole week. A person on Shabbos, the Eibishter gives him a Koyach of Eratzin. The Ritzinus, the Chukos of a person on Shabbos, are on a completely different level of what the Chukos are in the middle of the week. I think we repeated it once already, but it's Kedai to repeat again. The Sasemes says Amor de Kechidish, which we wanted to say over on Sunday. We didn't say it over on Sunday. That the Chila of Shabbos has in it a koyach of the Chila of Mon. The Emes is written already in Kadmeinim. We once said over that there's a sefer from a Talmud of the Mesil Sisharim, the Ramat Vali, who's a Talmud Chover of the Mesil Sisharim. He asks a kasha, why when a person eats on Shabbos is there psoilis? It should be just like the Mon, that a person shouldn't have psoilis. Azevite, he asks a kasha, and he says, a teretz, it's Azevite, the Sarah Mishtaleach. He gives for the Sitra Achra his chelik. Atkede kach, Sanuil de Kizach, an asoga of what Achila of Shabbos is. But the Sasemeth writes in Parshas B'Shalach, and in Yisrei, Matana Toive Yeshli Bebeis Ginozai. Chazal tells us that Tzenes Hamon was Nignaz, so that's why in Shabbos we have a koich to have the Mon. Because we go into the place where the Tzenes Hamon was Nignaz, so we go into Beis Ginozov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there the Tzenes Hamon is there, we have a koyach to have a shaykhis to the Tzenes Hamon on Shabbos. Noir dikidiburim. Akoponim, the Sasemis asks a very good question. We said it over a few weeks ago, that the Mon, Lechaira, if the person Shabbos tasted a taste, so on Sunday he could want the same taste that he had Shabbos. So what's the grossi kitshe b'mon? Person on Shabbos had a rotzen, Noir dikidam he's going to have. So Shabbos, they gave a new tam in the Mon. So Sunday, when he ate, he had a machshava. I want that I had Shabbos. As I forget the Sasemis and Lakutim. Sasemis says that a person can't want on Sunday what he wanted Shabbos. Can't. It can't be. Because the Ritzainis of a person are different. That means he can't just want the Mon. A person could say, oh, you know there's such a tam called Zazoy and Azoy. I want to be Toyimit. It didn't work. The Mon had to have an emstik erotzen, a dveikis to that tam. So you can't have in the Vachens at Vekis to the time of Shabbos. It's something else. Tavon Yesh Shabbos Shema. That Shabbos, you couldn't be murdered at time Shabbos. Shtetachin Enes HaSemes HaNoyedik Yechidish. That the Ritzainis of a person Shabbos are on a different level than the Ritzainis of a person on the weekdays. A person Shabbos has different Ritzainis, different Chukas. The Ratzain is a different Chukka. The Ahava is different. That lies in Van Chilenu Hashem Elokeinu Ba'ava of a Ratzain. With Ahava. With Ahava, Bi can be touched a lot of ways. One of the ways of touching Bi is with. With Ahava and with Ratzin, the Eibishter gave us Shabbos. He gave us with Shabbos, Ahava and Ratzin. What's the bigness of Ahava and Ratzin? Just to show you the Noyah de Kikoyach. Ahava and Ratzin together are Begematri is Satan. Those are two koiches that he has against the Satan. The Satan has two koiches in a person. The Eke koich of the Satan is to bring a person to Ahava Zoris and Ritzain is Zorim. That's Yetzer. Yetzer is from Loshen Rotzain. What's the Sultan? A Yetzer Ra, a Rotzain for Ra. You have a Rotzain for Ra. You have Ritzainis. The Ritzainis go for Ra, the Ahava goes for Ra. Ava and Rotzain together are Mavatl, the Sultan. Because if you use the Ritzainis for Toiv and the Ahava for Toiv, then the Sultan has no Shlit on you. That's the Koyach we say in Kigavno. Well, the koyach of Shabbos is that the whole Sitra Achra is perish, the whole Sultan is perish. That's the koyach of Ava and Ratzin that's given a person, the Ava and Ratzin, that the person has a yichelis to overcome the Sultan, not to be shoylet the Ahava Zoras and the Ritzin is Zorim. That lies in the Mahava of a Ratzin, Shabbos Kocheachah, that Eibishter gives with in Shabbos the Ahava and the Ratzin. V'yunucho ba Yisrael mekatshe shemecha. What means menucha? What means menucha? What means the taich of the word menucha? What means the koyach of menucha? We see by Yisachar, it says, Vayar menucha kitev, vayet shichmoy lizbeil. The chere, it's a stira menei ubei. Vayar menucha kitev, what does it mean, vayet shichmoy lizbeil? The kasha says in a lot of different svarim. And there's two terutzim which are negeya for Shabbos. What means menucha on Shabbos? And menucha on Shabbos means, first of all, the most simple pshat. Vayet shichmoy lizbeil. The Rebbe Rabbeinu Peshischa says a very poshut taich. When a person can't be soivel anything, he has no menucha. if a person is able to be soivel everything, then of course he has menucha. What's the reason a person doesn't have menucha? He can't be soivel this, he can't be soivel this. If you get koyach ha-savlonus, koyach ha-savlonus gives you the ability to have menucha. So vayet shichmoy lizboil, that's how you get menucha. If you're able to be soivel everything, that's how you get menucha. They touch the Rebbe Rabunam and Peshitzcha, they touch. Fayar menucha kitoif. How do you get menucha? You have the ability to be able to be soivel everything. So that means that in Shabbos, a person gets midas ha-savlonus. That's where a person gets Shabbos. Let us explain why on Shabbos a person gets midas ha-savlonus. If the Rebbe Rabunam is megalos, that in order to have menucha, you need midas ha-savlonus, let us be megala two reasons why on Shabbos you get midas ha-savlonus, and that's why we're able to have menucha on Shabbos. One is that savlonus, we have a Rashi in the Torah Gedosha. Onov mi oid mikol odom ashal pnei adoma, Moshe Rabbeinu, Dr. Rashi, shovol v'savlon. Rashi tells us that anova brings savlonus. As I state in Rashi, anova brings savlonus. Sidvarm pshutim ad mi oid. So mamish dvarim pshutim. If a person is on onov, he's able to be soivel everything. Geyus is what doesn't let a person be soivel. What makes a person not being soivel this person? Because I'm better than him. I have a mile over him. If a person looks at himself, taka, in the darga of shiflus, that a person should look at himself, he's able to be soivel everything. I want to repeat something that we learned Shabbos and Pekei Avos. In the contrary, adovo, that's chidush nifla admiyot, pasha to be messiah, a person to come to Anova, and then we will show how this Anova comes Shabbos. Chiddush Nifla, there's a letter in Sfasemes and Oves that says Adova Neira. Chazal tell us, Pischelui Pesach ki Pesachoi shel Machat, Fani Eftoch Lechem, whatever the Lashon of Chazal is, ki Pesachoi shel Ulam. So the Heilige Sfasemes, let's take a Machat. How big is the hole of a Machat? Minute shebe minute, a kleinchik hole. How big was the Ulam? How wide was the ulam? How big was the ulam? If you make a cheshvin, the chilik between a machat and an ulam is in the millions. It's a million times as big, the machat is in the ulam is in the machat. So it's a semis, a mensch halt sich gereis. Was halt sich gereis? A gereis a tamad chocham, a gereis a evid Hashem. But remember that you of that only opened a millionth of it. So was halt sich gereis? That everything is only what the Rebbeinu Shel opened. Because Chazal tell us, so the cheshbin is a part of the cheshbin. You open, you have as big as an ulam, but how much of that is yours? I fill in the niach, it's yours. Oh, but how much of that is yours? Only the kipischa shal machat. It's the chesgonish mit garnish. What do you have to be big with? Only the cheshbin is a semis. It's mabal alarayin, the cheshbin is a semis. It's mamish pliyadik. The teretz is, what's the steer to that? Because we don't have a muna. We don't have a muna. We don't realize that ani eftach lechem. We believe that we do everything. We don't have amuna. Shabbos is, we said many times, the Heilige Chidushirim says, Shabbos is sudasa de meimenusa. It's a, Shabbos is soyed de amuna. Shabbos spiced a person with amuna. It feeds a person with amuna. Shabbos gives the person amuna. When a person has amuna that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the edus that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, which means that we have a siyua to become maminim Shabbos. Then a person suddenly sees that the Rebbeinu Shalom created him. He sees that everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom. Memeli becomes a shuffle and a nivze, and he is able to become taka emestika onov. So Shabbos is, causes the person savlonus. The anova that comes Shabbos, which the shirish of anova is amuna. This is l'chayr adova barer, that if you think right, the shirish of anova is, the shirish of anova comes from amuna, especially after this sasemis, that the amuna in the Rebbeinu Shalom is what brings out the anova in the person, and therefore on Shabbos, when a person comes l'day amuna, he comes l'day anova, and that anova brings him savlonus. Memeli has menucha. That's the equation for menucha. The equation for menucha is that from emuna you get anova, from emuna you get anova, you realize that everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's how you get anova, from anova you get savlonus, from savlonus you get to menucha, because menucha comes from savlonus, vayar menucha kitev, so Memeila Shabbos a person zeicha to menucha. Thus is the cheshbin, the kecheshbin of how a person zeicha to menucha Shabbos. That's one pshat.
The second pshat in the pasuk Vayar Menucha Kitev Vayet Shichmai Lizbel, the Heilige Avnanezer in Ois Deshe, talks a different shperach how a person gets Menucha. L'chera, Chazal tell us Tzadikim Ein Lehem Menucha. How could it be Tzadikim Ein Lehem Menucha? It is the best mile by Yar Menucha Kitev. What does it mean Tzadikim Ein Lehem Menucha? So Avnanezer explains a be'er, a well that gives out water kiseide. It doesn't have Menucha. But why doesn't it have Menucha? Because it doesn't have Menucha, or because it always has Ischatshus. So if it always has Ischatshus, that's why it always doesn't have Menucha. So that's true Menucha. It's not because it's lack of Menucha. It's Faket, because you dovuk in the Shoirish, Gitarais Kiseide, Naya Ischatshus. So that's the Nekuda of Menucha, is not a Stira. That's not a Stira to Menucha. Being dovuk to the Mokar is not a Stira to Menucha. That's the difference in the weekdays and Shabbos. The Sosemis writes many places that in the weekdays is doyma to a boir, Shabbos is doyma to a be'er. Shabbos is a boir, mayim muchunosim. You have a boir of water that you can take from. Shabbos is a be'er, it's a kvalt from frish. Shabbos a person is by the mocker. Shabbos a person comes to the shirish. Shabbos a person comes to schatshus. There the person has true menucha. Why does the person have true menucha? Even though fakert, it's a kvalt. Over you by the shirish, when you're by the shirish and becomes neschadish keseder, that's true menucha. That's the menucha of Shabbos. This is the menucha of the Yid Kim's Shabbos. The Iker is over the first pshat, which is much closer to our Aveda. The Aveda of Shabbos, Koine Zayn Emuna Shabbos. From that Emuna, being Koine, true Anova, true Shiflus. I have a Hasaga, even though it's not the right place to talk about it, but in Afred Men's Faltein, that's the time to talk about it. The Heilige Baal Shem talks about Psuke de Zimra before davening. Also, Anir de Kasoga de Kechidish in Psuke de Zimra. Mensch daven Psuke de Zimra. What's the Aveda of Psuke de Zimra? We getroffen, the Teildes brings from the Baal Shem Anaya Aveda in Psuke de Zimra. The Aveda in Psuke de Zimra is Achno and Bittl. And Memele Simche. And let's explain what he says. Why can I say Halal to Rebbe Nishalelam? Where bin ich zu reden zu Rebbe Nishalelam Halal? Who am I to say Psukim of Zmiris to Rebbe Nishalelam? Sagt der Heilige Baal Shem, Remes v'tzipe konof zog noich shire to Rebbe Nishalelam. The worm on the floor, the Remes, says shire to Rebbe Nishalelam. I'm not worse than the Remes. Ich zog shire, the ganze Psukim de Zimra, sagt der Heilige Baal Shem, nehmt sich, weil der Remes sagt shire to Rebbe Nishalelam. And if the Remes could say shire to Rebbe Nishalelam, can ich euch sagen shire to Rebbe Nishalelam. Das ist Psukim de Zimra. That achno, that bittle, that's Psukim de Zimra. And that brings simcha to a person. Why does it bring simcha to a person? Because it brings moyadik simcha. Ich bin a Remes, ich bin a Shafel, and I have the schio to say shire to Rebbe Nishalelam. Tish dok agresor is simcha to them. The more a person is shuffled by himself, sagt der Baal Shem, the more a person is by himself nivze and shuffled, and he feels David Amelech Sanoichi Teilas Velayish, there a person has the koyach to be able to have simcha, because then he realizes it's chia. Why is the person tziberachen? And Tanya, the Heilige Tanya writes in Perek Chavov Chavzayin Chavches Chavtes, the parakim with him in Emesot, gezogt as yede bocha daf lenin, these four parakim. He says this to Kiprokim and Avdus Hashem. It says in Tanya that Geus and Atzvus go together. Geus and Atzvus go together. Why does Geus and Atzvus go together? Because Atzvus means like this. Person does an Avera. A person goes down the street and it gives an Ariya Asura. It bothers him. A Bocharul, 17-year-old Bocharul, learned in Unzer Yeshivas. He just graduated from yeshiva. On no student have to yeshiva. That is the yeshiva. Derech Hatorah. B'chlal nisht unzere kreis. B'chlal nisht unzere kreis. He was in a camp. The camp went to Hershey Park. They didn't rent out the whole place. They went to Hershey Park. The bacha stayed the whole time on the bus. Et onish nichshel ve'en nishmir senaim. Pachat nifle. Ashrei abacha. Halavai of uns gesagt. Wo nicht schon schmiert sein Heim, an normaler Jid wird mir dich zerbrochen, nicht schon gewann schmiert sein Heim. Sagt der Tanja, was bist du zerbrochen? Ah, weil ich bin ein heiliger Jid, ich bin ein größer Mensch. Und ich bin ein Doch gefallen, ist der größte Mensch, ich hatte ein Doch gefallen. So my Geus, Herr ist klapp. So steht in Tanja. And that's what you're tzibrochen about. You're tzibrochen about your geis. If you wouldn't be tzibrochen about your geis, you would tzibrochen that the aveira is a chomedic aveira. So then you don't get tzibrochen them. The other them from a gemara, other them from a tilim, other me get davin, other me get lehen, other me get mesakin sein. But if you're tzibrochen that this dimion suddenly broke, this glass suddenly got a hole and it splattered and it broke and there's nothing left of it, then you go to sleep and you give up. Atzus and geis come together. Atzus and geis go together. Simcha comes from Rav Shiflus and Anova. Das steht in Baal Shem. Rav Shiflus and Anova bring Simcha. Das ist der Oymik von Biyoim Simchaschem Elo HaShabbosis. It doesn't say there's a chiv of Simcha Shabbos. The Anova and the Shiflus that a person is Koine Shabbos, that brings him Lidei Simcha. Well, let's get back to our Naya Saga, was him eingefallen jetzt. Alle mitschen sich auf der lange Psuke des Zimra Shabbos. Why is there a lange Psuke des Zimra Shabbos? Steht in Shechon Arach. Am all Zeit, in the Marwa, bim is Moirim, it's after Chob Mapshat, why would there a lange Psuke des Zimra Shabbos? If we were masik, that the Menucha of Shabbos is from the Neuridike Anova was Edo Shabbos, the Neuridike Shiflus that he is Koine Shabbos, and we're masik that Psuke des Zimra nehmt sich from the Koich of Anova, versteht man that a Yid on Shabbos is able to say more Psuke de Zimra. If the Anova is bigger, the Psuke de Zimra is bigger. Is Mimele Shaykh Mer Halal Mitzad the Shiflus and Anova that the Yid is Zeich HaShabbos. Just to end off, in Adover HaSholim, we know that on a Bechayach, there's seven stanzas in Adover Bechayach. There's seven Shemas that come out from Adover Bechayach. The seventh Shem that comes out from Adover Bechayach is the Shem of Shein Kuf Vov Tzadik Yud Tov. The last Shem that comes out from the last Pizman of the last Shtikel of Ona B'Choyach, which is Kineged Yom HaShabbos, the seven stanzas of Ona B'Choyach are Kineged the 7 days of the week, as I state in Arizal, as I state in the Gute Sidurim Gedrik, that are Kineged the 7 days of the week, and the seventh one is Shabbos. What is the Rosh Tevis, that Shem? That Shem is 906. Shein Kuf Vov Tzadik Yud Tov is 906 Gematria Teilas. That's what a Shabbos a Yid is able to get. A Yid is able to get the Mispers Nishmain Egin and Gematria Shtetin Svarim Akedoshim. A Yid Shabbos could get to the Darga of Anoichi Teilas Velayish, which Yidua, that Emes is Rosh Tevis, the three Midas of Anova, Efer, Mo, Teilas. And a Yid Shabbos is Dovok in the Emes. Can a Yid Zeicha Zayin Taken Shabbos to be margish that telas, what the Baal Shem says, that even a telas could say shirat ribeinu shel olam, even a telas could be say, that's where he gets his menucha Shabbos. From that hargosha, from one sees a telas is a chamshuna deke menucha telas. Telas is not gishtert by anything. Nothing gishtert a telas. Every nivra is gishtert. A telas is gone, is gishtert. A kriecht in the head, keine gishtert him nicht. Das is the telas, the shiflus, the neuchi telas v'layish. Then a person is zeichet amur deke shiflus, person zeichet amur deke simchas achayim, person zeichet amur deke menucha, that's the menucha of Shabbos Kiddush.